The end of the school year is approaching, so we're checking in again with Dan Graves. He's a first-year teacher in MPS. He's one of hundreds the district hired to replace all the veteran staffers who retired last June after Act 10 changed the work rules. Graves has been teaching second grade at Fratney in the River West neighborhood. He shared the joys and challenges of being in the classroom and believes he's learned enough to make next year a bit easier. If not, he might change careers. Dan Graves used to run programs at the Urban Ecology Center, and a love of nature still courses through his veins. Each week, he walks his second graders to a community garden. Their energy builds.
Sí, ya sé, hongos. Mira, hay que escuchar. Si Jesse habla, si yo hablo, ustedes escuchan, ¿ok?
Graves is speaking in Spanish because Fratney is a bilingual school. Today's lesson is about soil.
La bacteria también que no se ve, pero está ahí.
During garden visits, the students take notes about what they see, such as the tiny creatures that live in the soil.
Finding decomposers is basically the same as you and I finding like a bar of gold like underneath a rock.
Graves knows he sparked the kids' interest.
I don't think I've ever seen second graders more happy than finding like a worm. They're making little homes for their worms and, you know, centipedes, millipedes, all these things, and holding onto them and being like, these are the things that are breaking down this food, you know.
Graves weaves nature throughout all the subjects when he can. For instance, at the garden, he's had the second graders work on math by multiplying the rows of plants.
That's been really good for me because I feel like, you know, this year has been kind of stifling in the fact that I'm in a room all day, one room instead of outside exploring things. So being able to go back there has kind of been refreshing for my spirit.
He says he's looked for projects that mesh with curriculum requirements.
Part of the way education is done now, it's like this kind of factory of like, get this done, meet the standard. And I think what we lose a lot of like is time for reflecting and observing.
Then Graves had to figure out second grade abilities.
Now I know, okay, what a second language learner can do in Spanish. What are you capable of? What's like your reading level? What kind of text can we read as a full group? Can you read on your own? So now I know how to plan a lesson around that, whereas at the beginning of the year I was like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. Like I had no idea what I was getting into.
Graves is chuckling, but he's serious. He says the year has been one of his toughest.
There have been so many times this year I was like, I would be fine just working at a factory, like 9 to 5, I'm done. I'm coming home and I'm hanging out with my kids. But it's like, I'm here from 7 to 5, and then I go home and eat, put my kids to bed. 9 to 10, 10:30, I'm planning lessons. So it's like this unhealthy rhythm of life. If this is how I'm modeling living for my kids, what are they going to think of their dad? Like, he's this stressed out guy that like is always working and rarely has time for us. That's just not really what I envision, you know?
Yet Graves says it's not just the long hours and his inexperience that have made the job tough.
I love the kids, but there are days, you know, like there's so many issues, you know, like societal issues. Bring them into the classroom, you know, and then parents expect you to just deal with all this stuff. Well, why isn't my kid getting higher work? Well, because I'm dealing with a kid who's hitting another kid. There's myriad issues of why the day is hard or why the job is hard. It's a great job, but it's brutal.
Even so, Graves believes things might look better in fall. He will have completed his alternative teacher certification program, another responsibility he's had this year, and his classroom will be combined with another, meaning he'll work side by side with a second teacher. So he plans to give it another go.
Am I going to stay with it? Yeah, I'll do another year for sure. If this year's like last year, am I going to do it more? Probably not. I mean, I want to like enjoy life too.
Before Graves thinks too much about the next school year, he plans to decompress for about a month, hanging out with his 4 young kids and working in his garden. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.